Wednesday, June 25th, Memorial of St. William. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus chapter 45, verses 1 through 6. Beloved of God and men, whose memory is in benediction, he made him like the saints in glory, and magnified him in the fear of his enemies, and with his words he made prodigies to cease. He glorified him in the sight of kings, and gave him commandments in the sight of his people, and showed him his glory. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, and chose him out of all flesh. For he heard him and his voice, and brought him into a cloud, and he gave him commandments before his face, and a law of life and instruction. Haydock Commentary. These words are about Moses. He was beloved not only of God, but of men, such as Jethro and the whole nation of the Hebrews, whom he governed as a father, being the mildest of men. See Numbers 12:3. His life was a continued miracle, and he was honored more than any prophet, seeing God's works more clearly, but not his substance. Exodus 33. He sanctified him in his faith and meekness, God giving him these necessary qualifications to rule a rebellious people. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 through 29. At that time, Peter said to Jesus, "Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. What therefore shall we have?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit on the seat of his majesty, you also shall sit on 12 seats, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall possess life everlasting." Haydock Commentary. Peter says, "Behold, we have left all." What confidence this is in Peter! He had been but a fisherman, always poor, living by his industry, and gaining his bread by the sweat of his brow, yet with great confidence he says, "We have left all." For we are not to consider what he left, but the will with which he left his all. He leaves a great deal, who reserves nothing for himself. It is a great matter to quit all, though the things we leave be very inconsiderable in themselves. Do we not observe with how great affection we love what we already have, and how earnestly we search after what we have not? It is on this account that St. Peter and his brother Andrew left much, because they denied themselves even the desire and inclination of possessing anything. So says St. Gregory. Though I have not been rich, I shall not on that account receive a less reward, for the apostles who have done the same thing with me were no richer than myself. He therefore leaves all the world who leaves all he has and the desire of ever having more. So says St. Augustine. Jesus Christ here calls the general resurrection the regeneration, because there will then be a renovation of the human body and of the whole world. The promise which is here made to the apostles of sitting on thrones at the general judgment and passing sentence on the 12 tribes of Israel must not be understood as limited to the apostles or to the Jews. For St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:2 that not only he, but also many of the Corinthians to whom he was writing would judge, not merely the 12 tribes, but the whole world, and moreover angels themselves. It is the opinion of many of the fathers, such as St. Jerome, St. Augustine, and St. Gregory, that all apostolical men, that is, those who, renouncing the goods of this life, adhere to Christ in mind and affection, and by every possible means promote his reign and the propagation of his gospel, will be so far honored as to sit in judgment with him at the general resurrection. Shall receive 100-fold. In St. Mark we read, 100-fold now in this time, and in the world to come life everlasting. This 100-fold is to be understood of the blessings in this life, of interior consolations, of the peace of a good conscience, and in general of spiritual gifts and graces, which are much more valuable than all temporal goods. And besides these spiritual graces in this world, he shall have everlasting glory in the world to come. Our Savior does not here lay down a precept of separating from wives, but as when he before said, "He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it," he did not counsel, much less command us to lay violent hands upon ourselves, so here he teaches us to prefer the duties of piety to every other consideration. So says St. John Chrysostom. The reward will be 100-fold by the accumulation of spiritual gifts and graces in this life, infinitely superior to all we have left, and the inheritance of life eternal in the next.